Okay, so we're on the fifth shiur of Derech Eitz Chaim with the Ramchal. And the Ramchal is going to explain to us those chakiras, those things that a person should be mitbonen, should think deeply about. So he says, Hine, hachakira rishona, the first thing that a person should dwell on, should deeply think about, asher tachko, which you should delve into, Halohi, behold, it is al kavanato yitbarach shamo, on the reasoning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be His name, al ma, on what, v'lama, and why, bara et kol habriya, for what reason and why did He create the whole of creation, hagdola hazot? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reasoning? Now, before we go any further, that everyone who understands that cannot be a question, because we can never ask a question about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It just doesn't make sense. Any question that you ask about a Kodesh Baruch Hu means that somehow you understand His tofis, your tofis, and you are grappling in your mind with an understanding of Him, which is impossible.
His essence.
That's impossible. Because anything you can grapple, even something which is infinite, right, even an idea or a depth, has finite dimension to it. So therefore, you can never grapple with what Kodesh Baruch Hu's reasoning is. So this question is not a question so much as why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world Himself. You can't ask. It's asking the question, and this everyone speaks about, it's mitzidenu. Shachayim, other people, everyone speaks about it. It's mitzidenu, from our perspective. It means, now that God created the world, from our perspective, what was the purpose, from our point of view, of His creation of the world? We're not asking what His ultimate reasoning, we're asking from our point of view, what is God's creation, reasoning for creating the world and us in it. From God's point of view, there's no way of understanding. Right? V'al toma, and don't say, ma umeh ha'adam she'avo acharei ha'melech. What is a man that will come after the king levakesh et machshavato? What is a man that will want to understand the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? Now, he's not asking, even on the from this point of view, mitzidenu, you might think that. From our point of view, you might think that. Hamikra me'id, and the apostle gives testimony. Ma'od amku machshavotecho, your thoughts are very, very deep. V'zenira kigava, this seems like chas v'sholom, like arrogance. V'kugoda levav lemo shuuchal lemso kavanot hamatzi baruch shemo. It seems like arrogance for a person to want to understand the understanding of hamatzi of a Kodesh Baruch Hu yifarach shemo. Bless your name. Adarava says the opposite is true. Al zeh ne'emar, it says in Tehillim, Sod Hashem l're'av. The secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to His...
To His
those who fear Him. Ubrito, and His covenant, lehodiyam. He will, and His bris, He will make known to those people, to them, to His people. Vahu hasod hakolel kol inyan hamaaseh. And this secret, this is that which includes all of what we see in this world, inyan hamaaseh, all this concept, all that there is in this world. Ashe asa, which He made. Vashe hu osen, that which He does. Vishacharav nimshachim, and that after His actions, after Him, after them, goes everything. Kol chukot habriya, all the understandings of the creation, kasher sam l'shamayim, which He placed in the heavens and the earth, v'kol toldotehem, and all their toldot, all that which comes from Him. So He's saying this question is a very deep question. It's basically telling you what's the reason for why everything happens as it happens. So it means, understanding why God created the world is not a historical reason. Understanding why God created the world, it's not like, why did He do that? Even from our point of view, is actually telling you the reason behind why everything is in the way it is. That means ultimately, the way everything is, the way it works, the way it becomes, the way it's going to mishtal shel, going to form, right? Or nimshach acharav, after this reason, all has at the shorish this one reason. So that's a pretty powerful statement. It means everything that happens.
Ki, hello, behold, l'chol ha-ma'asim ha-rabim ha-gdolim ha-ele, all these big things, yimatze, sof ha-tachlit echad, you will find an end and one purpose. Right? So, you know, it always amazes me. Like, people in physics, at least, you know, are looking for unified field theory. We have here unified field theory, unified human, plant, animal, all of these in this one statement. It's saying the world comes from a unified form, that it has one reason for everything in this world, ultimately. It means everything in this world you can track down to be this reason. That's a very powerful statement. And the very fact that you have in this world that even people who are not believers, they believe that everything can be tracked down to one form. There's a universe, there's one understanding to the universe. The universe is the same for every human being. The laws of nature. And the laws of nature have a unified, there's a unification to them. There's a deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper reasoning. Why? Why can't there just be disparity? If you believe in idol worship, if you lead different forces in the world, there can be disparity. In theory, there can be disparity. If you believe there's different kochot, there's different strengths in the world, why can't there be disparity? The very fact that everything comes from a unity means that ultimately there's one source to everything. And that really indicates the concept of God. There's one truth. One truth means one source. That's what we mean by God. And it doesn't make sense to say there's a unified field theory or there's unification of the physical world and God left the world. Because that means nature, God is nature or aspect of God, right? So that nature left the world, that nature should stop being as it is. So it doesn't make sense. V'zehu hasod hamezuka kan beposuk. And hamuska, sorry. And this is the psod, this is the secret which is mentioned in this posuk. Hachukim, these like innate laws, asher husmu al pi hakavona hazot, which were placed according to this intention, klalutam, their generality, hu habris, it's the bris, asher hiskir, which he mentioned, ubrito lehodiyam, that this sod is the bris that he will, this covenant, which he will make known to us. Hu habris asher sam lechol nivra. This is the covenant which he placed on everything which is created. La'amod, to stand, al matinoto, on its form, its place. Velo yasu, and it won't go away from this form. Vuhu anirmas b'milat bereshis. And this is hinted in the word bereshit. Brit esh. Bereshit means brit esh. What do you mean by Brit Eish? There's the covenant of fire. What does the covenant of fire mean?
Torah.
Yeah, it means everything. Everything means Torah, of course. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. It means there's a bris, there's a covenant, there's a form, right? Eish, right? There's a form. Eish is something very, how you say, transient. There's a transient form, a transient covenant to everything. Eish represents, there's a minia, like everything moves because of Eish, right? Any form of energy is a form of Eish. So he's saying the covenant of Eish means that there's a form to everything that, in the way it moves. It has a fixed form. That's gracious. The beginning of form is the beginning of the beginning, the start of the beginning is the bris esh. Esh can give, it's like, it's energy basically. Anything that causes a mania, this beginning of something, has to be esh.
I don't get that, because I thought esh is the destruction, the dispersion of energy, not the unification of it.
Not unification, you're right, dispersion. But the beginning of something is always when it disperses, when it, you know, even in physics, the Big Bang.
Right.
The beginning of something is the when it, this something disperses into the world. Even according to Yiddishkeit, right? The world came into being.
Is that like the idea of the phoenix? The bird that lasts 1,000 years? I thought this was also...
Let's go weiter. Ach, kadei lagia, kiam, to understand them, to reach them. Tatchile drosh b'nivraim. We have to understand in the creation. Mi hu ha'ikari. Who's the main play in creation? Who's the main person? Hadomem, that which is inanimate. Hatzomer, that which grows. Hachai, that which is living. Hem einon ha'ikarim v'adai. They're definitely not the main part of creation. Ki ein to'elet b'ma'aseim. There's not a lot of purpose or in their actions. Ve'ein lehem sechel v'havana. They don't have a lot of understanding, thinking and understanding. Nimsin isharim b'nei adam. We are left with people and v'hamalachim, and the angels. V'kashatidrosh al inyanehim. And when you want to understand them, timsahiyot ben adam iki. You will find that man is the main purpose of creation, as we see from Chumash, right? V'hamalachim tfeilim lehim. And the angels are tafel, are secondary to them. Yeah. V'zeh asod pirusho hamashore. And this is the foundation or the secret of the perish of the Meshore in Tehillim, Ayat David HaMelech, Hashem Adonenu, God our Lord, Ma'adir, how strong and great Shimcha is your name, B'chol Ha'aretz, in the whole world. Asher Teneh Hodecha al Hashemayim, you placed your Hod, your glory, on the heavens. Ki hu yada ha'inyan al amito. David HaMelech knew this inyan on its truth level. Eich shakarish baruch hu mekabel koach kiviyachol. How karish baruch hu receives strength kiviyachol. Bimaisa bnei adam, from the actions of people, lif'ol tova imahem, to do good to them. I.e. kiviyachol, the way we behave causes the karish baruch hu to reciprocate. Right? And he gets koach from our actions. In kol habriot, and with all the creations, i.e. where the people, where the creation that brings on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tova into this world. Right? V'zeh sod tnu oz lelukim. Give strength to God. I.e. through our actions, we give the strength to God to be mate of us, to do good to us. V'gam Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Amar. And also Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom said, Tzu yiladecha teshi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, which is Tzu, yiladecha teshi, your children cause to weaken, chas v'shalom, if they do wrong things. V'yadanu mizeh, we know from this, ki ma'aseh Yisrael, the action of Klal Yisrael, mosifim koach b'vorotzo shel ma'ala, are adding in the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do. V'zeh seideh hit orarut, lefi achok asher sam ha'ma'atzil yitbarach shemo. And this is the order that a person should be mit'orer, to be awakened, according to this chok, these principles, asher sam ha'ma'asir yitbarach shemo, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the world.
Ha'ma'asir.
Huh? Ha'ma'asir is the person who influences. Ma'asir is to influence. Yisrael po'el. Yisrael po'alim lemata. Yisrael do actions in the lower world, ba'aretz, u'machzikim kocho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They give strength, they give like chizuk, strength, to the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'az ha'koach sh'nitchazek, this koach that's nitchazek, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiv'yocho, mare hodo, then he shows his glory, b'mesharotim ha'omdim, in those mesharotim, those, how do you say mesharotim, those like ministers, yeah, ha'omdim, they're standing, al p'kudat ha'ma'asim la'asotzon, on the p'kuda, on the, you say if someone's a maf-paki,
yeah, yeah, a collateral, like
no. On his command, commanders, hamaasim lasot, on the actions to do them. Kefi mashu mit orer lasot, according to what he's awakened to do, this pakid, this commander, so to speak. V'lachein, call it orarut, shiyeh, any it orarut, any awakening, shiyeh hamelech, that will be to the king, Baruch Hu, blessed be him, mit orer lasot. It causes him kiviyochol to do it. In other words, it's the concept of midah k'neged midah. There's a concept of the way man operates with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Man does certain things in this world and brings on k'neged there against this a certain reaction.
And it will be seen this inyan in his ministers, ha'omdim apkudat ha'masim lasotam, on the commanders to do these actions to do them. Kifi mashehu mitorer lasot beziv hamagia lo mimenu. And according to what he's Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitorer lasot is awakened to do in the ziv. With this glory, this radiance, Hamagia lo mimenu, which comes from him. Okay. And now he says to Mr. Shaim, Nachzor l'shorash ha'inyan. We'll go back to the shorash ha'inyan. All he's doing is explaining how palaces are important and how there's a reciprocity between.
Reciprocity.
Reciprocity?
Yeah.
There's a reciprocal arrangement between us and them. Now he's going to explain the way that works. But Lamaisa, this original question of what, for what, and why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, he didn't answer. At least it doesn't seem he's going to answer it here. The answer he gives to this is, he says it in Shai Ramchal, and there he gives three answers. There he says, there's the reason God created the world, again, from man's point of view, reason number one is legalot shmotav, to reveal his names. What do you mean to reveal his names? So he explains, just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu is called in potential Rachum, is called in potential merciful, but that mercy is only in potential, and therefore the name, that name which is in potential, is not full, is not complete. Just as a person, if he's merciful in potential, but he doesn't express that potential in action, there's a lack in the name itself. It's a lacking. You want to do good, but you haven't done good. There's a lack in the good that's within. It's only something in potential, but not something in actuality. So God created the world in order that his names, his potential, will come into actuality. Says the Ramchal, V'lifnim mizu. And more inner than this is another reason, a deeper reason, more inner than this previous reason. And that's lehitiv lebriotav, to do good to lehitiv, to do good to his creations. That's even deeper than the first one. That means the whole purpose of Gilu Shmotav, the revelation of his names, was lehitiv lebriotav, to do good to the creation. That means even when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing din and judgment, or when he's punishing us, ultimately the inner reason is lehitiv. We might not see this in our world, but that's the ultimate reason for it. Now the third one is lifnim mizu, is legalot yichudo, that God wants to reveal his unity in the world. The purpose of the world is that God's unity is revealed. That means all that there is in the world is a revelation of that unity. That's the ultimate purpose. That's the highest purpose. That's the ultimate purpose of the world. Because the ultimate tachlis, the ultimate place the world's going to come, is Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That on that day, when Hashem is one and his name is one, that's going to be his purpose, and his name come together to be one. That's what we say in Aleinu. It's the end of Atfilah. That's the Tachlis Abriya. When man comes to the realization that God's purpose and his being are one in the world. That's a revelation of God's Malchus. And that's the ultimate purpose of the world. The Yichud, according to the concept, the first one, or the inner, most inner one, Ligalot Yichudo, connected that, the world is definitely a world of disparity and not a world of yichud. So according to that, how we say Simpson computer, the world is definitely not a revelation of that. We definitely don't see the yichud of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. It's definitely a world of disparity. So that's according to the Peshitta of Simpson computer. That yichud, there's only one place in the world where you see the yichud of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kepshuta. That's Torah. That's why in the literature world, the world is a world of Torah.
That's the world of Torah learning, and the height of Avodah is Torah learning. The Hasidic world is learning Tzimtzum, Legalot Shmotav. The world is a place to reveal his names, his goodness, his din, all these things. That's not Tzimtzum Computer. The world shows God's goodness, God's din, God's judgment, God's anger. All those expressions of God are seen in the world. The world then, Tzimtzum's not Computer. Then the world seems to be a revelation of God's names. That seems, that's not Tzimtzum Computer. That's why Hasidim don't learn like that. They see God in the world. It's just a hest upon him of a revelation of God. And therefore, since the purpose of the world is legalot shmotav, for God to be reveal his essence and reveal his being, so they're more into the olam hamaaseh, the olam of action, the olam of revealing the potential in action. That's why their avoda is the avoda of action. And that's why action itself becomes a very, very high priority in that way of avoda. And therefore, okay? The third way is lehitiv. Lehitiv means the purpose of the world is to do good. Do good really always means to do it ben adam l'chaveiro, to the briot, to the creations. Ben adam l'chaveiro, that's midas. So the dagesh, the nekuda, that a person works on being a good human being in terms of his ben adam l'chaveiro, right? I'm not saying other people don't work on that, but that's the main, more dagesh, to be lehitiv, to be humble, to be good to other people, right? That's more the avoda of the Derech HaSfaradim. So there's a machlokas between the Leshem and the Ramchal, how we view the Kabbalah, how we view the Ari. So according to the Leshem, what's written in the Ari is the Metzias of the Bria as it is. That's the Metzias that we'll see Batid Lavor. According to the Ramchal, it's just a mashal like the mashal of Nevuah. It's a form of Nevuah. Just as the Navi sees in a certain way the Nevuah Kodesh Baruch Hu in his own kalim, in his own view of life, his own way of seeing things, so too the Ari or Torah Sekabbalah was revealed based on the kalim of man to view the world. But that's not the Metzias as it is and when we'll be, you know, when we'll be in that other world. That's just a way that man views it. It's just kalim, just vessels through man's thought that have to be in that way. Since man was created in that way, that's the way he views the world. Not that the world is like that in essence. That's a big machlokas. It's based how you understand. If you understand Tzimtzum Computer, that goes more with the Ramchal. If you understand that it's as it is, that's more the middle way of the Lehitiv. That means that's the view of the world as it is, and can also be the way of the Hasidim.